Phased retirement, the idea of easing into it rather than leaving work altogether, is one of the biggest unresolved issues for many federal employees. Federal News Radio got some clarification this week from Catherine Archuleta. She's director of the Office of Personnel Management. Our web manager, Julia Ziegler, has details.
This week, we did an online chat with Director Archuleta on Wednesday. And, you know, we solicited questions in advance and during the chat. And the number one topic that kept coming up over and over again was phased retirement. People want to know, when are those final rules going to be issued so that they can determine, you know, whether or not this is something that will work for them? I think there's a lot of interest out there about this program. You know, people saying, hey, I'd love to work half time, still get part of my annuity and be able to, you know, kind of pass on all of this institutional knowledge that I've gained over my 20 plus years here in government. And people are at that point where they're trying to decide when they're going to retire. And what we kept seeing in these questions was, hey, I need to know what the rules are. Can you tell me when the rules are going to come out so that I know when my agency can implement it, so I know whether or not I can be a part of it?
And what was the answer?
So, you know, OPM could only tell us certain things because the rule is still under review. And just to remind people, the law authorizing this rule was passed in July 2012.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a long time.
Yeah, and then the proposed rule came out in June 2013, so that's almost a full year ago. So here's what OPM told us. You know, she said, Director Archuleta said, hopefully it will be completed in 2014. We want to make sure we get it right, and we will provide an update soon. So, you know, before the chat, all we had heard was soon. You know, soon was the word on the street. Now we have a little bit more information. They're saying hopefully fiscal 2014. It's a little bit more clarification.
Well, did she take the tone that she really knows and has some idea in her head, or was it the tone as, I'm going to go back and kick some doors open and find out what the heck's going on with that rule with my staff?
No, you know, I think this is what she said to us is, you know, this is something that they've been working on. I think there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle, and I think they do really just, they want to get it right before they put it out there. And, you know, by the number of questions that we've come in, this is a complicated topic. And so there's a ton of questions that have to be answered in this rule. You know, how does this work? How does that work? What kind of money do I get? When will I get that money? What's the paycheck going to look? All of these kinds of things. And so I think they're trying to be careful, but that does not cut back on people's frustrations about the rule taking so long to implement.
It certainly seems like there's enough interest for a few pilot programs at the very least.
Yeah, you'd think that, that maybe they could have gotten something out there a little earlier so that, yeah, like you said, people could start using it, implement it, especially with a big program like this. Pilot programs might work really well.
So what else came up during the online chat?
Yeah, so, you know, one other thing about phased retirement that I thought was pretty interesting. You know, there's this part of the law that says that if you are going to be a part of the phased retirement program, you have to spend 20% of your time mentoring newer employees. And so someone had asked a question about, what does mentoring mean? Is that mentoring in the traditional sense? Or is that mentoring, maybe that mentoring could be something different. You know, can I write a paper on maybe the top projects that I've worked on over the past 20 years and get that down in writing and pass that on to a new employee? And can that be considered mentoring? And so what Ms. Archuleta said is that each agency will have the flexibility to implement the mentoring component in a way that is best for their agency and their employees. So it sounds like there's going to be a little bit of flexibility there, and that will be left up to the agencies.
And also what I'm seeing is that some employees, depending, I guess, on which agencies they work for, can, in fact, be eligible for phased retirement now. Is that right? I mean, they can continue to work part-time or no?
Right now? Oh, I'm not sure. I don't know the answer to that, unfortunately. But as we go on, you know, these are the kinds of questions that we'll be asking and getting the answers to. There were a ton, as I said, a ton of questions that came in on phased retirement. Our plan, so that our listeners know, is that we're keeping all these questions in a little box, you know, and when this final rule comes back, comes out, we're going to go back into that box, pull out all those questions, and make sure we get the answers to them. And if the final rule doesn't have those answers, well, we'll go back to OPM and find them.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler. And a related question, I guess, is the retirement backlog. And this is something OPM has been dealing with for several directors now.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one of those things that also frustrates employees, right? So when you're talking about, this is what we're talking about when we, you know, when a federal employee retires, they don't get their full annuity payment. They get a estimated annuity payment until OPM can process all the paperwork and all of that. And unfortunately, right now, that backlog is over 16,000 claims, right? So 16,000 people who have retired are still waiting for OPM to process all their paperwork and so that they can get their full annuity payment. So what OPM has been working on this for years, and what the director told us when we asked about when this backlog will be done with, when it will be back at zero, she said that, you know, they are processing more now. Last month, for example, in April, they were able to process about 2,000 more claims than actually came in. So they reduced the backlog by about 2,000. And like I said, it currently stands at about 16,600. So slowly but surely that backlog is going away. But as she also said, there's always parts of the, there's times of the year where that fluctuates, and that backlog is going to go back up at the beginning of the year, for example, when more people retire. She also did say, which I found interesting, OPM had been using overtime to help cut down on these claims. And she said that they are currently not using overtime. And so that's kind of interesting. They were able to cut the backlog by 2,000 in April without using overtime.
Yeah. And at one point, I remember they brought people out of retirement even to do this, and who knows if those people are still working or if they're retired.
That sounds like
retired.
A great job to do at home while you're retired is spend 4 hours a day, 3 days a week doing retirement backlog claims work.
Yeah, hey.
Work from home. But, I mean, to give credit where credit is due, I remember when those numbers were reversed, it wasn't a 16,000 case backlog. It was 61,000.
Yeah.
That wasn't that long ago.
No, you're absolutely right. They have made a ton of progress in cutting down this backlog. However, that backlog, I think, was supposed to have been gone by now, and that has been delayed and delayed and delayed. Part of that due to sequestration and budget cuts and things like that, you know, some things that were out of OPM's control.
I want to ask you also, you got a lot of questions about diversity.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about what she said. She's the first Latina to lead the Office of Personnel Management. That there was at least a big to-do about that when she came in. But did she speak at all about the level of Hispanics in the federal government, which has been really low, and government has been trying to work on that for years?
She did. And, you know, what she could tell us is that OPM is creating something called a Recruitment and Retention Diversity and Inclusion Strategic Plan. And their hope is that that will strengthen the percentage of Latinos in federal service. Now, she also talked about the number. We got several questions on the number of Native Americans and American Indians in government service as well. And she said that she met with members of SAGE, which stands for the Society of American Indian Government Employees, recently, and she's going to be addressing the SAGE conference, their national conference, in June. And she said she wants to work with members of SAGE and leaders in that community to try and find ways to bring more American Indians into federal service.